This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Talking about the effects of inflation, which is the increase in the money supply. When the Federal Reserve, in the case of the United States, cranks out more dollars into circulation, that means that those dollars are now chasing the same amount of goods, or if there's less goods or fewer goods, then it's
chasing. And there are fewer.
Yeah, because of supply issues or whatever. Prices go up as a result of that. But companies try to do some real shady stuff to try to keep the price the same, because they feel like they don't want to lose customers. They know that if they raise their price, customers are going to start wandering.
Right? I thought that the companies were just raising the prices, and that's all that inflation was, just companies raising prices.
Yeah, it's corporate greed. Didn't you guys know that?
That's what Biden tried to say earlier this year, before he then later blamed Putin, the Putin price hike. And
that didn't even catch on, I feel.
I'll tell you anything besides the truth.
Yes, of course. So, well, the truth is, not only are these companies sneakily cutting their product sizes, redesigning bottles, redesigning packaging, trying to avoid people detecting these changes, that's still relatively easy to spot. If you pay attention to the number of ounces in the things that you buy, you can usually notice these things. But very few people, by comparison, are paying attention to the order of the ingredients on the back of the package.
Yeah.
Now, in the case, they gave us a couple of examples, and actually it turns out this Consumer World, which is the website that they were interviewing the guy from, consumerworld.org, it's actually something I am familiar with. It didn't ring a bell for me. Mouseprint is one of their websites. So they've got multiple sites, and Mouseprint is one of my favorite websites I've come across in probably the last decade. It's not a real fancy website. It looks like it probably hasn't been up to, you know, the style of it hasn't changed probably in 20 years, but the information is always really interesting. And this Edgar guy is apparently one of the writers for it. Mouseprint is a site that has been looking at shrinkflation for many, many years.
Oh, wow.
So you can go back and see, you know, when products were cut 10 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. Their viewers will send in examples of.
And they have all the information on the website still, so you can compare stuff.
You can go back. Sure. I mean, it's probably not easy to do, but there's a large number of pages of history, 288 pages.
Wait, so there's not like a search engine?
Actually, there is one. So anyway, they've always got interesting information there, and now they're talking about the new skimpflation, which is where companies are actually cutting product quality. So the amount of product is still the same. And one example that was given earlier was this smart balance, as they call it, this vegetable oil, quote unquote, buttery spread, even though it doesn't have butter in it.
It's like, I can't believe it's not butter, but a different brand.
That stuff. And I think it was ConAgra, that was making this. Interestingly, they do reveal on this particular product how much of it is vegetable oil. So people that were paying attention to that percentage were able to detect it easier. So it did say it was 64%, then it went down to 39%, and I was right. They did put water in, more water in, instead of the actual vegetable oil, which is why customers were complaining, because it's spattering when they're putting it into, you know, a hot dish.
That's what I thought of when you said it was spitting.
Right.
It made me think water does that.
So that's what they did. They said they got enough complaints to where they're going to change it back, but who knows when they're going to do that. They got to sell through their stock first. Right?
And it's crazy to even think about them cutting the oil percentage in half, essentially, right? Because it was
40%.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's a huge cut. Now, here's a little more of a subtle cut, and this one is a really sneaky one because it's harder to detect. This, I think, is, I'm going to guess, this looks like frozen food. Hungry Man is the brand here. And to be fair, it is right there on the front. So as far as, like, you don't have to even turn the package over to look at the details to catch this one, but you still got to be pretty eagle-eyed on this one because you have to remember what the old number was and or still have the old packaging. So what they did here was they kept the number of ounces in this product the same. It's still a 15-ounce product. It's the Double Chicken Bowls Boneless Fried Chicken, two fried white meat chicken patties. That's all still quote-unquote true. But it went from 39 grams of protein per serving to 33 grams of protein
filler?
Per serving.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a 15% cut in protein.
What are they putting in
this
it?
Product?
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the thing. We don't know, right?
Like, oh, so it's the TV dinner, but it's the complete... I thought you were talking about just the chicken breast for a second, or whatever the meat is.
The chicken breast has filler in it. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It's not, this is microwave food. It's not going to be like a proper chicken breast. It's going to be like the ass end of the chicken and then some bread or
ground
something, right?
Ground up,
like,
and fried.
Filler.
Oh, that's gross.
So the question is, what did they reduce? Did they reduce the chicken content or the cheese content, which are the two most dominant proteins, according to mouseprint.org? And again, it's just one guy just happened to notice that this thing was cut back. So it's just really disturbing stuff. And again, so
it really points out to people that the food they're eating is not even real food. Like, that's not real food.
Well, and that's the thing. So that's why people don't notice this stuff. Because do you think people that are eating margarine, soda, and TV dinners are looking at ingredients?
It.
They're just grabbing it. Exactly. So they have absolutely no clue what they are putting in their bodies.
Yep. They're shopping by price.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why these companies do this, because they don't want to raise the price on the shelf, because they know that the consumer habits are changing.
And
people are looking at other brands, because people have a brand loyalty, right? If you find a brand that you like, you stick with that brand, because it's easy that way. You know, I like this brand of
chips. Already know you like it, whatever.
I don't have to look at anything else. I'll just keep, if the chips double in price... Well, now you might start thinking, okay, well, what about the store brand? Or what about this other option? And that's when people start to look around. So that's why these companies do this. They don't want to have to increase their price. They will eventually, but they try to delay it. And so as a result, they're actually making their products worse.
And one thing I learned recently is now things, every time they do jump prices, and I learned this from a store owner today, every time a thing does jump prices, it jumps more than... it used to at a time, because they don't want to be switching it so constantly. Like, because
it's expensive to change prices.
Expensive to change prices, and also they don't want people to notice, wait, this went up 50 cents last week, and now it went up 50 cents again. Instead, they'll wait those 2 weeks out until they absolutely can't anymore, then it'll jump a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That does make sense.
Well, think about the time that you have to spend updating prices,
right?
So if you have a store, the more inventory you have, the more different items, and you're talking about a convenience store, so there's a wide variety of items available there. Grocery store, of course, is huge. Every single one, somebody's got to go into a computer, and they have to update the prices of
everything.
And
that's an easy way, is through the computer, if they have those electronic prices. But if they have the stickers, they have to go sit there, print them out,
correct,
stick them on.
Some employees, you got to pay somebody to go through the whole store and reprice everything in the store. So very few stores have electronic price tags. I've seen Kohl's. I think they have them. But I don't remember seeing that at very many places at all.
No, but you still have to go on the computer and fix it, too, in the back end, so that way it's ringing up correctly.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to share your experiences, join us. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, have you noticed that? I know you're calling about a different reason, but have you been noticing any of these price increases, or do you just not pay attention because you're on welfare, and so it doesn't really matter what it costs?
Well, things have gotten smaller. I've noticed that the chicken box is the same, but it seems like I'm getting, like, half the chicken box that I used to get.
Mm. From where?
So just from Banquet, that's what they've been doing. It's the weights are getting smaller and smaller.
Banquet, that's a frozen food brand,
so
right?
Frozen food, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like I'm getting, used to be almost a full box of chicken, but less box of chicken. But I wanted to comment about we're going to get security cameras for our speed cameras.
Do you think people want to pay for that?
Cameras on top of cameras?
Do you think that's what people want to spend their money on in Albuquerque instead of having that extra money for food, since prices are going up and the chicken box price doubled?
Well, I mean, that's where it's going because
it's stolen from them.
But who's watching the watchers, Sarah? That's what I want to know. Thanks for the call tonight. So cameras on top of cameras. They've already got speeding cameras. Now they need security cameras
because
to watch.
Because people tore them down last time, she explained.
Yep. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Why do people like the music they like? We'll find out coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Show here 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
As we continue here, we were talking about shrinkflation and now the new skimpflation, which is companies actually cutting back the product quality and replacing ingredients with lesser quality ingredients. Very, very sneaky way of trying to keep prices from rising as fast as they otherwise would. If you want to give us some examples that you've noticed, you can join us here, or you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by listeners like you, folks like Carlos, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Carlos is a platinum-level supporter, which means he's doing $25 a month. So thank you, Carlos, for getting behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it. You get some cool perks. You get access, for instance, to the custom Patreon RSS feed that has our full radio show in podcast form with no recorded commercials. So if that's something that you want to get, because remember, we do have our regular podcast that has Daily Digest, which is still an hour of content roughly every single day. But if you need the maximum amount of Free Talk Live, you can get that through our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. And there are other ways to get that as well, like our channel over on Odyssey has full video archives anytime you want them for free over at video.freetalklive.com. But if you like what we do and you can afford $5 a month, but again, Carlos is doing 25. That's not what we ask. We certainly appreciate it, Carlos. Thank you. But if you got $5 a month, you can send our way. We appreciate that. You can do PayPal. You can do debit card or credit card through Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com. So, Bonnie, let's change gears here a little bit into something about science, looking at musical preference. You know, why do people like the music that they like? I mean, for instance, you ladies are in a similar age category. You weren't raised in the same area of the country necessarily, but you guys have some pretty disparate interests in musical tastes. What's the reason for that?
I don't know, but this says the science is going to weigh in. This is from the Union Leader. It says, have you ever wondered why you love a particular song or genre of music? The answer may lie in your personality, although other factors also play a role, researchers say. Many people tend to form their musical identity in adolescence, around the same time that they explore their social identity. Preferences may change over time, but research shows that people tend to be especially fond of music from their adolescent years and recall music from a specific age period.
Well, I would think that parental influence has to play a significant role.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the reason why I love classic rock so much is because of my father, mm-hmm. because he had a ton of records and CDs that I got to poke through when I was a kid, so I was just exposed to it.
My dad listened to, I would say, mostly, like, rock music. He was a big mm-hmm. Rush fan, for instance, when I was growing up, but that wasn't his only thing that he listened to, and I've never, like, I didn't follow his exact tastes or anything like that, so I don't know. I mean, it must have had some influence on me, but
my dad definitely, and my mom definitely influenced me a lot. Like, my mom loves the Beatles. Mm-hmm. I love the Beatles. That's the song a Beatles song that stuck in my head when I was trying to nap earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I like some of the music my dad likes, but definitely not all of it. Like, my dad likes, like, 80s rock. And I don't like that at all. But I do like Tom Petty and, like, some 70s stuff that he liked.
Okay.
And it's interesting that you said something about adolescent years, because my mom always said that she noticed that people tend to really like the music when they were in high school. Mm-hmm. So, like, the year you graduated high school is typically the year that she noticed, at least, that people kind of, like, their music's taste stuck there, kind of.
Hmm.
I totally agree. And also, it says here, it says, they recall music from a specific age period, 10 to 30 years old, with a peak at 14. And one time I heard that the song that was the top song at your 14th birthday is, like, an important song to your life. And it's just hilarious because mine is OMG by Usher, and that song is, that's a great song. I like it, don't get me wrong.
Like,
but it has nothing to do with me.
Maybe I would know it if I heard it, but, like, the title doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, I would tell you some lyrics, but they're just so ridiculous. Yeah. It's like a song I like, but wouldn't ever look up and listen to. Mm-hmm. But there are way better Usher songs. I don't know. I like it. I think it's hilarious, and I'm glad that one was mine. But I don't agree with that assessment that it has something to do with your whole life or whatever.
You're saying this is the song that would be the top charting song that week that you
were
born?
Okay. On your 14th birthday.
Gotcha.
But even though that exact day of my birthday doesn't add up, when I was 14, I still listen to a lot of the music that I listened to from when I was 14. Like, Katy Perry's Teenage Dream was big. Mm-hmm. Like, California Girls was big that summer. I still listen to Teenage Dream. And I still listen to Lady Gaga music that came out when I was, like, 12, 13, 14.
I still listen to, you know, I'm in my 40s now, but I can listen to the music that I listened to as a teenager, but I don't make a point of it. My musical palette has expanded quite a bit from when I was a teenager, when it was fairly standard. Like, I was just into metal at that time. And then since that time, I've gotten into K-pop and trance, electronic music, and things like that. So
exactly. Mine has expanded a lot mm-hmm. since I was 14 as well, but those are still, like, core things I really like.
Okay.
And I just think that's kind of weird that this thing specifically mentions 14, that meme or whatever that I saw.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And it just adds up with me, like, those are some of my top things ever, or top albums ever are, like, The Fame by Lady Gaga and Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Those are, like, some of my top albums ever, and they came out when I was 14-ish. Okay, it says, musical taste is often identified by preferred genres, but a more accurate way of understanding preferences is by musical attributes, researchers say. One model outlines three dimensions of musical attributes: arousal, valence, and depth.
I don't know what valence is.
I don't either.
Are they going to tell us a little more about these things? Okay.
Arousal is linked to the amount of energy and intensity in the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that recently mine has had to go down.
Like, really?
I've always listened to super high upbeat music, mm-hmm. and recently I just couldn't listen to a lot of it. Like, I didn't listen to Lady Gaga for several months. Probably has something to do with the fact that I was boycotting her because I was mad at her.
Because she's a tool of the state, you mean?
No, because she was supporting the military. She didn't used to do that.
That's part of being a tool of the state.
Yeah, but I didn't care when she was, like, being masky. It's like, whatever.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you...
It was annoying, but it didn't make me, like...
That wasn't a deal breaker?
Yeah, it wasn't a deal breaker.
I see.
It didn't make me sell my tickets to go see her.
So I looked up the top songs for the year that I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the top hits, and I hate them all.
Well, what's the one of the week you were, your birthday?
It was We Are Young by the band Fun, and I don't like that song either. I mean, it's probably the least horrible one off this list, but, yeah, Somebody That I Used to Know, Call Me Maybe. I mean, it's like,
that one
Lights
right
by
here.
Ellie Goulding.
Wow.
Okay, that's
were,
a good one.
You were born the year Call Me Maybe?
No, I was 14. No.
Oh, okay, 14. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Right. I'm only, like, 8 years old.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. I just thought maybe that song was 20 years old. I didn't know. All right, so there's more on this, and we're going to get into what the valence was, and depth, I think, was the other thing. What were the three? Valence?
Arousal, valence, and depth.
All right, there's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have one job and only one job. and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
President Biden, as he surveys the damage in Fort Myers, Florida, one of the many communities hit hard by Hurricane Ian last week. The president's also meeting with many state and local officials, including Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Families of the Uvalde school shooting victims want Texas state leaders to do more on gun violence. The gunman used a legally bought rifle to murder 19 students and two teachers. Their calls come as parents have increasingly become politically active ahead of next month's election. Wall Street snapping a two-day winning streak. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 42 points to close at 3273. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can get some of the basics down. These are important new concepts, like why is decentralization important when it comes to money? How does that help protect you? You can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started to start down this wonderful odyssey of this new type of some people would call it money, so the ability to transmit value or send value from one person to another all across the planet without having to ask an intermediary's help, without having to use a bank or a government. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. They also have the latest news headlines and detailed stories over at news.bitcoin.com. You can drop on in there anytime you want to get the latest headlines from the world of cryptocurrency. That's news.bitcoin.com. Bonnie, you were telling us about why people like the songs that they do. Why is it that, people, is it just how they're raised? How does it all, what factors in science apparently has been studying this? And you're sharing a story from the union leader about this.
Researchers decided that one model outlines three dimensions of musical attributes: arousal, valence, and depth. It says arousal is linked to the amount of energy and intensity in the music, says David M. Greenberg, a researcher at Bar-Ilan University, or Bar-Lan, I can't tell if that's two I or an I or two L's. and the University of Cambridge. Punk and heavy metal songs such as White Knuckles by Five Finger Death Punch were high on arousal, a study conducted by Greenberg and other researchers found. Valence is a spectrum from negative to positive emotions, he says. Lively rock and pop songs such as Razzle Dazzle by Bill Haley and his Comets were high on, Valence.
Yeah, I gotta say I prefer the faster moving tempos.
Yeah.
Myself, I don't much care for sleepy music.
Ian doesn't like at all tolerate sleepy music, but I would definitely say that I am way more on the side of I like high arousal songs, but I can at least listen to some things like Lana Del Rey.
It depends on mood I'm in.
Exactly.
So if I want to be like, I don't know. If I'm in like a kind of a downer mood, then I would listen to like something like Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm. If I can listen to
he
anything.
Said Lana Del Rey sounds like she's in a heroin stupor.
She is. That's why.
Oh,
that
is she?
Yeah,
she's
that
a
was
junkie?
A good guess. Oh yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. I can listen to any music wherever, but I have a preference. So like if I'm in the car, I don't want to listen to down tempo stuff. Like I need to be paying attention.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I get it to at some points, but it just depends on what mood I'm in. Like sometimes I want to drive and literally listen to like the Beatles, and it's more relaxing. It's more beautiful, and
not
sometimes
I feel like a lot of their stuff's pretty upbeat.
Yeah, a lot of it is.
Well, it is pop, but it's more relaxing than your other stuff, and you seem to get annoyed with it because it's like that. Like I like Abbey Road and stuff like that, and you want to turn on like trance. That's what I'm thinking of, or hardcore or whatever.
All right, what else?
Depth indicates both a level of emotional and intellectual complexity, Greenberg says. Quote, we found that rapper Pitbull's music would be low on depth. And classical and jazz music could be high on depth.
I see.
Also, musical attributes have interesting relationships with one another. Quote, high depth is often correlated with lower valence, so sadness in music is also invoking a depth in it, he says. We prefer music from artists whose personalities we identify with. When music... Okay, that
makes sense.
100%, because seriously, I almost never listen to male voices. I was even thinking about this, about the Beatles today. Like, the Beatles is one example of me listening to a male voice, but I don't really like a whole lot. Like, what can I relate to with a whole bunch of male voices? I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, I care a lot about who's doing the singing. Like, if I don't know who somebody is, I can't decide if I like a song. It's so weird.
How strange. To me, like, it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be listening to a loser's music.
Wow. Don't be a little judgmental there, Bonnie. Oh, my goodness.
I'm judgmental.
That's okay. You get to choose what you listen to, so you have your reasons.
It says, we prefer music from artists whose personalities we identify with. Quote, when people listen to music, they're being driven by how similar that artist is to themselves, Greenberg says. In his 2021 study...
Or at least how they perceive. I mean, you don't ever know who these people are.
Yeah, true.
You just know, like, you mentioned Lady Gaga. That's not even who she is. That's just her persona, right?
Yeah.
Yep, and that's why I get really annoyed at Stephanie sometimes.
That's the person who was born as Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Says, in his 2021 study, participants rated the personality traits of artists using the Big Five model. Openness, conscientiousness, mm-hmm. extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism, or ocean.
So this is like their personality or their music?
Like their
actual artists themselves?
Yeah, the artists. I mean, at least how they portray themselves. Because, I mean, like you said, you don't always get to know every single person.
Right.
To the respondents, David Bowie displayed high openness and neuroticism, while Marvin Gaye displayed high agreeableness.
I agree with
that. Why they're in, like, so I mentioned I've been somewhat into K-pop. Not, like, I'm not an expert. I don't know what most of the bands are on. There's probably too many to even possibly
guess.
There's so many of them. But one of the things that happens with these K-pop bands is they have a lot of, like, documentary kind of things that go on. There's almost, like, I don't know if it's true for most of the bands, but I've seen a lot of them. They have, like, documentary crews with them, and they produce these sort of quote-unquote reality shows showing the bands together.
And a lot of time that's where the bands came from. Like, Twice is one of the most popular K-pop bands, and they just came from a reality show where they were all competing.
Right, that happens too. Yeah, they'll compete with one another to get into the next big band, and then when they're in the band, so they're all strangers, a lot of these people, they didn't know each other. They're completely manufactured, and then they put them in, you know, put camera people around them, and they go do a show, or they go out to eat, or whatever it is that they're doing, and so it's like they're trying to get their audience to know them better, to create that bond to make them loyal fans.
There was an American show like that, but I can't remember the band that came from it.
Oh, American, was it a band, or is it the one where
people it was like a girl band.
Was it Pussycat Dolls?
Maybe.
I know that they were really manufactured, but I don't know
but
a lot about
them. No, it came from like a TV show, like a reality show.
Okay, because there was that one show, American something, where
American Idol?
Idol, that's right.
Yeah, I know, but the person that did win typically became famous. Mm-hmm. Like, Kelly Clarkson was the first winner, and she got really famous from it. But this was, like,
Carrie Underwood.
Like forming an actual girl group.
I see.
But I agree, because the K-pop fans are, like, some of the most serious fans in the world, and they feel like they know each one. They really care about each. Like, to me, I like Twice as a group. I like their music, and I think they're all pretty, but I don't care about each individual one. I'm not like, oh, Suna is my favorite, blah, 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 because she does this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember if that's actually her name, what I'm thinking of. But some people, like, act like they really know them and care a lot about each personality, but with K-pop, this is just not the case for me, because I just know how manufactured they are. I don't know.
Well, they're manufactured, but they are all people, and they all have their preferences and quirks, and so it's really actually smart of those production companies to do all that extra content about the band to get people to identify with them and stick with them and be loyal, because then they're not just interchangeable pretty girls to them. They, you know, feel like they're bonded. And there's a term that sort of, I'll have to look up what is like parasocial. That's what it is. Parasocial relationship. And it was, I think I first heard about it in a story about Twitch streamers. So this is kind of the same aspect to the Twitch streaming. For listeners that aren't familiar, we stream on Twitch. It's one of our many platforms. We don't talk about it a lot, but we are there. And these gamers that stream on Twitch, they create a relationship with their viewers where the viewer thinks that they know the person. And, of course, they don't know who the viewers are. If they're very popular, they almost never get to, you know, even see the same person more than once unless they're paying a lot of money. But it's that bond. It's sort of this one-way bond. It's not really real, but it certainly benefits.
But they'll still say,
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints, not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health, as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Looking into why it is people like the music that they like, and science, quote-unquote, has been looking at this. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome as well. The number here is 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. If you want to get into our Matrix chat server, where people are right now talking about musical preferences and such, you can go to chat.freetalklive.com. They don't always talk about what we talk about on the air, but sometimes they do. Over at chat.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls first, and I think Bonnie has some more to share from the story. Jamie is on the line in Alabama. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, yeah. I just want to say that I grew up on 70s and 80s and 90s rock.
Okay.
Is that still what you listen to today?
Yep. I listened to it since I was a little kid growing up.
So have you ever heard anything that has come out more recently, and is it just all a turnoff to you, or do you just try to avoid it in general?
No, not really.
I'm not sure what the no, not really was.
It's good or bad.
Oh, it's good. It's that new song from Ozzy.
With Post Malone in it?
No, the one that goes, I don't believe in Jesus.
So Ozzy's got a new song out? Like how
Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah.
Yep, Ozzy Osbourne.
Actually, I think the Captain played it for us, Ian. Sounds kind of familiar. But he had a song in 2019 with Post Malone and Travis Scott, and not going to lie, I actually really liked it.
I did not know that.
It's not my style at all, and I just actually really like that song.
So are you saying you liked the new song from Ozzy because it's an old artist that you're familiar with, so it has some familiarity? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Who's your favorite artist of all time?
Ooh, tough question.
Oh, God. That'd be AC/DC.
All right, yeah, a true fan of 70s, 80s, and 90s rock, no doubt. As I understand it, they are still together. Still playing.
Well, Bon Scott's dead.
Well, he's been dead for a long time.
Oh, really?
Bon Scott, yeah.
What is the new...
Brian Johnson is
yes,
the new singer.
The new singer, yeah.
He's been there for
He's been
decades.
There for, yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go, Jamie. You learned something tonight. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts here tonight. So yeah, some people's tastes never change, right? They get into what they were into when they were growing up, and they just listen to that on out till they die.
I mean, Britney Spears will probably be like one of my something I'll listen to until I'll die. And she's never making any more music apparently.
Oh, she's calling it quits.
Well, I heard she was calling it quits, but
she deserves it. She's put in her time.
Does she finally have access to her money?
I think so. I was kind of following the court case and all that stuff, but I didn't really.
I didn't, memorize stuff at the time. I just was like, oh, okay, this isn't as free as the media is trying to make it seem, and just kind of dropped off paying attention. All I know is, it's not like she's just totally free now. It's just, she got moved from her dad being in control of everything to, someone else being in control
it's
of most things.
It's just so messed up. It's like, why? I don't really care how mentally ill someone is, unless they're a danger to society. No one should have control over their life and their finances. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, they just argue she's a danger to society. It's just you can just say that about a person, and a judge can just say, okay, it's true, because they're also getting paid off or they're involved or whatever.
Apparently the new Ozzy song is a team-up with Eric Clapton.
Oh, cool.
And it's called One of Those Days. We'll be appearing on his upcoming studio album, Patient Number 9. How old is Ozzy Osbourne
now? He's probably almost 80.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But he's pretty sick. He has... not MS. What does he have?
73. He's not quite as old as I thought he was.
I care. He has some sort of neurological disorder that he just got diagnosed with, but...
Yeah, I think I saw him...
Parkinson's. He has Parkinson's.
I saw him in the news because he's moved back to the UK out of frustration with politics or something in the U.S., as though the UK somehow...
Right, as if it's better.
He's not allowed in San Antonio because he peed on the Alamo.
Oh, wow.
But that was a long time ago, though. That was, probably in the 80s.
Was that when he was biting heads off
I still don't think he's allowed there. They take the Alamo pretty seriously.
Oh, they should forgive Ozzy. I don't think he wants to go there anyways.
All right. What other things we need to know, Bonnie, about musical preference and why people like what they like?
They explained that there are different traits of personalities that they... categorized different artists as, Marvin Gaye displayed high agreeableness. And it goes on, quote, the match between the personality of the listener and the artist was predictive of the musical preferences for the artist beyond just the attributes from the music, Greenberg says. Personality traits may predict people's musical taste, researchers say. In a 2022 study, Greenberg and his colleagues found that despite sociocultural differences, participants around the world displayed personality traits that were consistently correlated with their preferences for certain genres of Western music.
Okay.
Extroversion, for example, was linked to a preference for upbeat contemporary music, and openness was linked to a preference for sophisticated or cerebral styles. Our cognitive styles and how we think may also predict what type of music we may like. A 2015 study by Greenberg and his colleagues distinguishes between systemizers and empathizers, people who understand the world through thoughts and emotions versus people who are interested in rules and systems. Empathizers, so that one would be emotional
Those
people,
are emotional, yeah.
tend to prefer sadness in music, whereas systemizers prefer more intensity in music.
I don't know if that... that just seems super black and white to me, you know what I mean? It's you're either this or you're this.
Well, they're probably just making a general statement here, and obviously there are exceptions to these rules.
It says a lot of IT and data science professionals are high on systemizing and also prefer really intense music. Also, both empathizers and systemizers listen to music with high depth, but empathizers prefer attributes that represent emotional depth, and systemizers prefer attributes that represent intellectual depth and technical complexity.
So like somebody that's a really good guitar soloist or a drum solo or something like that. My preference, I like the electronic music. I realize there's a wide range. I like the trance. I find that has both emotional hit and also complexity as well, because with electronic
so
music, with electronic music, you're not limited by the human's ability to play a particular instrument. You can literally have as many instruments as you want to. It's very much an old girlfriend of mine described it as sort of like the new symphony orchestra, right? Like back in the day,
that's a good way to put it.
You would have, if you were a big composer, you'd have a bunch of people who would play your compositions and, you know, the cellos and the basses and drums or whatever else you would want. And now you can have that all in a computer program and more.
See, for me, that doesn't feel like really soulful, though. Like, I like to go to like a lot of live concerts, so there's something about seeing an artist like actually playing their instrument on stage
that
speaks to me. But recently, I went to a metal show with Ari, actually, and I was surprised. Most of what I listened to is classic rock and kind of older styles of rock and roll, but with this metal music, it was like...
This is a modern...
A modern metal band. People. Yeah, it was Butcher Babies and Lacuna Coil.
Okay.
So they're playing the instruments on stage, but then the speakers were playing something else as well. So it was like, they're up there playing their instruments, but then there's like backup music playing from the speakers.
That's unusual.
And it really turned me off, actually.
Oh, wow.
Because I still loved the music and I still enjoyed those bands, but I just never experienced that before, because I'm going to see jam bands and like classic rock bands and older rock and roll bands, so I just had never experienced that.
So it was like a backing track to a live show?
Yeah, it was weird. It was because when I go to see a concert, my brain is thinking I'm only hearing the instruments and the voices that are on stage. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, you might have a sound effect or a keyboardist or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it was like they were playing, I mean, one song, they were playing female audio, like female vocals, and there was no females on the stage.
Mm.
So I was like, that's just weird. It was an experience that I hadn't had before at a concert.
It was a turnoff to you.
Yeah, it was.
Huh. That's weird, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
And maybe it's a budget-cutting thing. Maybe
I think it's just the style of music, honestly.
You don't think it was that they just didn't want to pay the lady to go and sing on
stage?
No,
so I think it was just the style. Because I said something to Aria, and she was like, it was her response was kind of like, oh, that's weird that you think that's weird. Kind of thing. So I think it was
get
just...
with it, Nikki.
Yeah, I think it was just like the style of music, and I just wasn't used to it.
Huh. Well, lots of singers, they have background singers, or background vocals playing on the speakers while they're actually singing, because, you know, you can't sing both parts.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense, but this is different.
You mean at a live show?
Yeah, because you can't sing both parts at once, even though it's both your voice.
If it was they who originally sang both parts, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, because sometimes at a big show, you'll have backup singers at a show, and that'll be done live. There's more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.